I'm Dan Clefstad with Illinois News. Some state lawmakers will tackle sports betting this year. Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker says it's an important thing to consider because some estimates show it could bring in as much as $150 million a year. Representative Lou Lang, a Skokie Democrat, says the idea is to generate growth opportunities.
I do think it will create a new industry in Illinois. I do think it will put a lot of people to work in this industry. And it will take people off the grid of gaming illegally online.
Lang says he's in constant talks with casino and racetrack owners and other stakeholders who in the past have not supported gambling expansion. Other opponents say gambling is addictive and leads to social problems. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling allows sports wagering outside Nevada. In other news, about 40,000 people were killed by guns last year. More than half were suicides, according to the CDC. Jacqueline Driscoll has more on efforts to reduce gun deaths in Illinois.
In 2018, state lawmakers approved a 72-hour waiting period for all gun purchases, as well as a law that could help flag dangerous gun owners. But Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed a bill that would have added more regulations for gun dealers. Colleen Daly, the executive director for the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence, says she expects this legislation to come up again in 2019. State Senator Don Harmon, a Democrat from Oak Park, has advocated for the measure for years. He was unable to comment on whether or not he would file a similar bill. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
The number of homicides in Chicago fell by about 100 last year. Chicago police credit the three-year trend to the addition of more than 1,000 new officers in recent years. They also cite the importance of high-tech nerve centers, where officers rely on gunshot detection technology and predictive analytics. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says a reasonable goal is to get the annual number of homicides below 300. Chicago still has more homicides than New York and L.A. combined. A private investigator wants Governor Bruce Rauner to free a man serving life for a woman's 1989 slaying. The State Journal Register reports Investigating Innocence founder Bill Clutter asked the outgoing governor to grant executive clemency to 68-year-old Thomas McMillan. Melissa Coons disappeared after leaving work in 1989. Her body later was found west of Springfield. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Johnston City is mourning the loss of its mayor. The city announced Jim Mitchell's death yesterday after a long battle with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. He was 74. Mitchell's services are still pending. He also served on Johnston City's school board and the Williamson County Housing Authority. This past November's release of the Climate Change Assessment Report by the federal government brought some alarming conclusions. WSIU's Kevin Boucher talked with a local expert about his expectations.
As the world warms, the atmosphere actually holds more water vapor.
Professor Justin Schoaf is the chair of Geography and Environmental Resources at SIUC.
So we actually get more humid, really high temperatures, and you have high humidity too. Well, that's when you start to have human impacts.
And later this month, we'll hear from other experts who say higher humidity levels could lead to more ticks. I'm Kevin Boucher.
Meanwhile, the EPA is looking to remove miles of waterways from being protected under the Clean Water Act. Environmentalists say that could cause major problems. The change would mean temporary waterways like dry creek beds could no longer receive federal oversight. Dave Coonrod is president of the conservation group called James River Basin Partnership.
And when we get heavy rains, the groundwater systems interact with the surface water systems, and those dry creeks suddenly become raging little rivers.
Coonrod says that would leave groundwater susceptible to pollution ranging from nitrates to animal waste. The EPA and farming interests say the changes will reduce unnecessary regulation. I'm Jennifer Fuller.